Wow, that's a lot brighter than I thought it was.
Can we put that on the ground?
It's like the sun in the form of a chicken.
Are we
getting this banter?
You are listening to From the Dome to Your Home podcast, the Municipal Association's weekly look at legislative action and issues facing cities and towns around the state. I'm your host, Casey Fields. Scott, welcome back.
Back? Where did I go?
For the next week.
Oh, for the show.
This is the show.
So this is the show.
This is the show.
That we're recording live at the annual meeting.
Right, with a live studio audience.
Nice.
Do you know that this is making all of my dreams come true?
Nice crowd.
I'm getting closer and closer to live callers on the show.
Nine. No, okay. That's not going to happen.
All right.
No.
Okay, never mind then.
What are we going to talk about today?
Scott, I want to tell our three listeners, I want to tell our listener about the traveling that you did before the annual meeting.
Yes.
As a part of, you know, the advocacy team and the part of our work during the off season, I guess, is what we call the part from now it is like July to December.
Right. Yeah.
Of the advocacy work that we do, you attended two conferences.
Yes.
One in a participant, I guess, role, and then one in a presenter role.
Yeah. So a couple of weeks ago, the Southern Legislative Conference was held in Charleston. And that is a gathering of state legislators from all over the Southeast. They get together annually and do training. It's very, very similar to what we're doing here this week at the annual meeting. They go to conference seminars. They go to training sessions on a variety of different subjects. And this year was South Carolina's turn to host. So all of those folks were in Charleston for over the course of a weekend. And our role at the Municipal Association as advocates for you is we went there and help sponsor the reception for the South Carolina hosted reception that was at the Riviera Theater.
Scott, that is well attended. For lobbyists and legislators from South Carolina.
Well, it's for anybody really that's attending, but it's mostly South Carolinians. So basically, it was the lobby at the State House at the Riviera with a live band and cocktails.
Oh, so sounds like fun.
It was a big crowd. But we go down there to, first of all, make sure that everybody knows that we're there and that we're players in this game. And I call it a game. That's kind of a tongue-in-cheek reference. But
we're at the table.
We're at the table, yep. And that brings us credibility in front of the General Assembly. Now, obviously, I think we have credibility during the session, but getting the opportunity to talk to those people outside of the State House and get
not
to know them a little
bit. Not ask for anything.
Right. We're not asking for anything.
Right.
We're
You're
socializing.
Just getting to know them, developing those relationships.
Yeah. And so we've been doing that for the last several years. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important. People say, well, you're just going down there to drink and eat. And well, that's part of it. But the main reason we go is to keep those networking relationships going. So, we also, at the same time, got some dish, got some intel, which was good.
Got a little tea. We got some folks that had you know, maybe a couple of adult beverages and decided to spill some tea who was running, who wasn't running, and who wanted what seat, and who thought this about somebody. So that's very valuable.
And I think it, too, Casey, helps to our frenemies also know that we're there and we're serious
we just kind of step up on them a little bit.
We're a part of the mix at the State House. And, in fact, I might be wrong, but I think this is one of the first times that I recall the county association being there.
Well, you know why they are there.
Why?
Because we started doing it.
Well, maybe so. Well, you know, we don't want to talk down about our county friends. Well, they're friendly. They're county. Casey's motioning to someone in the audience here, listener. If you're curious, but they were there, which I thought was a good thing for them.
That is a good thing because 9 times out of 10, we're walking together.
Yes,
right? We're walking together on issues, and we're standing, shoulder to shoulder. So that's always a good thing.
Yeah. So that was a good experience. Todd Glover, our executive director, he and Johnny Nickel and I, and Erica Wright, of course, on staff. Casey won't travel. She refuses to leave. leave Columbia. If she has to cross the Congaree River, then there's something wrong. Somebody's dead on the other
side.
I'm
here, aren't I?
Huh?
I'm here, well, yeah, aren't I?
Yeah, you were compelled to come to this one. You have to come
right,
to this.
That's exactly right.
So yeah. Maybe we should compel you to come to these other things.
No.
Okay.
I'll think about it.
What else?
You went.
What about anything else about SLC? It was hot.
It was very hot. Lots of people there. Lots of legislators from West Virginia, Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina.
So for those of you who don't know, I was, I consider myself an adopted son of Woodruff. So I lived and worked in Woodruff for 10 years and was out to eat last night, as a matter of fact, with a group of Woodruffians. But the SLC reception, the South Carolina reception, had a decidedly Woodruff flavor to it because the band was the lead singer is one of the sons of the school superintendent there. The band, the drummer, was my landscaper when I lived in Woodruff.
Right.
They were hired by a lobbyist who's from Woodruff, who used to babysit for me, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
And then, of course, Joni and I were there. So
is actually from Woodruff.
She's a Woodruff
native. She went to Woodruff High School.
Yes. So it had a decidedly Woodruff flavor, which I was very proud about.
Of course you are.
Very happy about
Anytime
that.
Anytime you get a chance to talk about Woodruff, you do it. It's like me and Macby.
I like to extol
the virtues.
Or me
and the kicking koalas, as somebody asked me about my daughter's soccer team. So you left Charleston and got on a plane and flew to Boston.
Boston, yes.
For the National League of Cities, staff conference or something like that?
Yeah, State League Staff Conference.
Okay.
So that is a gathering of staff people from municipal associations across the country. And we get together and commiserate trade ideas. I was a presenter for one of the sessions.
And you talked about the podcast, right?
Yes, I did. I talked about the podcast. And attended other sessions. And I think that's a really good opportunity for us as your municipal association staff audience to kind of compare ourselves to other leagues across the state to make sure that we're keeping up with the latest trends, the latest issues, and kind of compare ourselves and also to share the things that we do well. And overall, I think we're doing pretty well as the Municipal Association.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think we're doing pretty well. There were some good ideas. It was interesting. One of the legislative issues that we talked about, and this is more of a, it seems like it's more of an out west thing, like Arizona, Colorado.
Right.
Are real serious attacks on zoning authority. There's an effort underway in Colorado and Arizona to, if not do away with local zoning laws, local zoning ordinances, but certainly to weaken them.
That makes no sense.
In the name of affordable housing. So, the development community is really pushing this, particularly in Arizona, in the name of workforce housing, affordable housing, but when the rubber meets the road, according to our colleagues out there at the Arizona League, they don't build a whole lot of affordable housing. They end up building market rate housing, or if they do build affordable housing, it's only affordable for a short time before mm-hmm. they convert it to market rate. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to eliminate as many obstacles, regulatory obstacles, as they can. And, I was thinking, sure, that's a concern. It should be a concern. I've not heard that here from our General Assembly. Mm-hmm. I hope they don't catch that fever, because I think they understand how difficult it would be here, particularly given the growth issues that we're dealing with right now.
Right.
And, of course, as we talked about yesterday during the legislative update, the General Assembly recognized that we've got to do some different things to help develop workforce housing.
Sure.
So that's why Senator Davis's ATAX bill got passed pretty easily, I think, after the compromises. So, it was a good conference. Got lots of follow up emails, phone calls. I'm making phone calls. We're going to put a research position onto our staff. And so I was able to reach out to colleagues from those other leagues to say, hey, what does your research person do? We know what we think we want this person to do once we hire them. But to compare and get ideas from other leagues who have good, robust research programs, it was very helpful, and I think it's going to help inform us going forward in hiring the right person. So hopefully that hopefully we can get somebody on board. If any of you out there, I know you get mad at us when we steal your staff, okay? But if you have somebody, even in your private world, that is a research person who enjoys diving into numbers and polling and that kind of thing, we'd love to talk to them and have them apply for our job.
I just got a text message from Erica Wright, who's on our legislative staff. She is over in the law enforcement session, and she said that Chief Groundsel, Lawrence's
yes.
chief of police, mm-hmm. while he was presenting, he just said that our podcast with Jackie Swindler was the most helpful tool in breaking down Act 218.
That's great.
How about that?
I'm glad to know that.
I know.
That's very good.
Making a difference, right and left. Scott, how has annual meeting been for you? Are you tired? Do you feel like you're on your game right now?
Yeah, I mean, I feel good today. Yesterday, I was kind of dragging a little bit. Stayed out too late, but that's okay.
So
I'm a grown man. I can stay out late if I want to.
Do you think that you would be so on your game that you could answer three trivia questions this time?
Three trivia questions?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, let's try it. Why not?
Let's do it. Okay. Question number one.
Okay. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You're not going to tease it first, or are we done talking? You're going to tease it, and then we'll come back to it?
I'm going to do it right now.
Okay. All right. Fine. I was just making sure I had the logistics correct.
I remember, earlier I did, you were the co-host.
Right.
Maybe like a regular guest. So I'm running the show.
I'm
ready?
Being demoted as the show progresses.
Exactly.
Is that what
the
you're saying?
The longer we talk,
yeah.
the less of a role you have.
Yeah.
What city?
In other words, stop talking.
Right. In other words, let's get this going. Look, these people have stuff to do after this.
Stop digging.
What city? Singular. Mm-hmm. In South Carolina was once known as Pleasantburg. Berg with a B-U-R-G.
Well, let's see here.
Pleasantburg.
Since Pleasantburg Drive is here in Greenville, where the Krispy Kreme is. Anybody know where the Krispy Kreme on Pleasantburg is? It's a fabulous place. I've been going there since I was a kid. I would say Greenville was once attempted to be known as
Correct.
Pleasantburg.
Very good.
Okay.
Way to go. I can tell you decided to go in early last night.
Huh?
And not, I said, I can tell you decided to go in early last night.
Yes.
And not
I'm a bit
stay
more
out,
spry.
Out
you stay
carousing
out?
Around. No.
You stay out?
Okay. No, I don't ever. I learned my lesson at my first annual meeting when I came here in 2007. Ken Ivey and I stayed out entirely too late. And I was registration the next morning at 7, and it was
horrible. We caution all of our rookie staff when they come to the annual meeting for the first time. Don't make the rookie mistake and blow it out the night before.
Because it makes the rest of the time
don't
rough.
Don't blow it out.
Okay, here's your next question. Question number two.
All right.
What city in South Carolina has been home to such professional baseball players as Zen Beck, Chad Green, Jay Jackson, Shoeless Joe Jackson, and Eli White?
Did you know the Shoeless Joe Jackson house is here, the house that he lived in and grew, I think he grew up in it. I don't know if he grew up in it or not, but the house that Shoeless Joe lived in is still here, and it's over next to Fluor Field here in downtown Greenville, the west end of Greenville.
So your answer is Greenville?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. You're 2 for 2. Let's see if you can get the third one.
I don't know about you, but I see a pattern developing here.
No, I know you didn't go out last night. That's how I know it. You're really catching on. Mr. Producer, we're going to step up our trivia, okay? Next time, we're going to get him. What city in South Carolina is notable for having a waterfall located in its downtown?
Studio audience, I think you can get this one now. Anybody want to guess? Greenville, of course.
This is really Falls a plug Park. For the city of Greenville. I mean, we are here, so I agree with that.
It's Camilla, you're in here, right? Let me ask you, isn't Greenville like the only or one of the only cities in the country that has an urban waterfall? Is that right? I want to say, I don't know if we're the only one, but I think it's certainly one of the very, very few. So that's quite an asset. And you all heard Mayor White talk about that yesterday. About the rehab effort of the Reedy River. When I was growing up, for those of you who grew up in the upstate and never came to Greenville, you knew that the Reedy River would always run whatever color they were dyeing at the plant that week. and the Reedy River just smelled horrible. So because of the pollution that was in it, so it's been a really, along with the evolution of downtown,
right?
Downtown Greenville, the river has evolved as well. There's still some environmental issues, ecological issues with it, but it's a whole lot better, a lot cleaner than it used to be.
What, Scott? So far, I know we have the rest of the day today, but so far, what has been your highlight of the annual meeting this year?
I don't know. I mean, it's been pretty smooth so far. I've enjoyed it. You know, we always really covet the opportunity to get together with everybody from across the state.
Yes.
All at one time, all in one place, and renew friendships and relationships. I mean, it's kind of like that old friend that you don't see very often, but you fall right back in with them as soon as you
Absolutely.
See them and you're talking to them.
But you're talking and texting during the year,
right,
you know, but
right.
you just don't see them.
You just fall right back in, and that's the way I always feel when we come to annual meeting. And I don't know that I've had a highlight or my most favorite thing, but I did enjoy Casbah last night. If you haven't been to Casbah Tapas, go to Casbah.
That
was
good. Nothing to do with annual meeting. That was the restaurant.
The meeting brought me here, so right. that's why.
So that's where yeah. you're eating.
That's why it's relevant.
The food is
that's
really
relevant.
Your.
I'm going to go hit a couple breweries this afternoon, probably.
Right, of course.
Yeah, that I haven't had.
I know that's a shocking. That's a shock to our listeners.
A liability and
tetra. You know that Scott does love a brewery.
I saw Casey Hancock, mayor of Hartsville, the other day, who owns Wild Heart Brewing, mm-hmm. and I said, "Did you bring some of the peach?" And he said, "No, I should have." I'm like, every time I ask you, Casey, you should have beer. I mean, you're making me drink lesser beer by not bringing yours.
My highlight, I think, so far was having Chris
yes.
come to it. That was we've been trying to book him for 2 years, mm-hmm. And he is a great friend, and I'm so glad he was able to come and share his story with us, and you know, really, really get in touch with our civility campaign that our board started last year and that we've been pushing and is now nationwide, which is really cool.
Yeah. Thank you, all of you who've extended the compliments to us and the rest of the staff for the annual meeting. It really means a lot to us. We appreciate it. Put that on your evaluation when you get that email. Please let us know. And if there's things that you want to see us program for, mm-hmm. either at Hometown Legislative Action Day in February or for annual meeting next year, tell us, because we take those things, those suggestions seriously. We're always looking for content, okay? So we need your ideas. Put that in your evaluation and let us know what we did well and what we could do better next year.
So we've got a podcast coming up, maybe the week after this one, with our first legislator. What you said earlier, we interviewed, we had Senator Ross Turner. Mm-hmm. He's a Republican from Greenville in the Senate, elected in 20, or started serving in 2013. We are going to continue to expand our content on From the Dome to Your Home. It is not going to be during the legislative session. It will be all during the year with different guests, and different perspectives on politics. We're not always going to have people that agree with us. Remember we had
Dallas Woodhouse.
Yeah, Dallas Woodhouse. Scott got into a Twitter
Twitter slappy fight.
Like a dust up
yeah.
is what you call it.
Yeah.
My nephew James calls it a squabble. He calls it a squabble. He'll say, "Mommy, are you in a squabble?" My sister's like, "Yeah, I am." But we had him on, and he thought completely different than us on the short-term rental issue.
Yeah.
But we were able to sit down with his research person, and we really hashed it out, and it was great. And I really want to get some of our legislators that may not support local government and might really, and I want to talk it out, and I want to get all those different perspectives, because you have relationships, our listeners in the room right now with us, with your delegation, but you may not know somebody else in another one. You may not know that one mayor has a real issue with their delegation, or they may have a real struggle getting to know their legislators where you don't. So I think it's important to let everybody hear the opinions of everybody.
And that's what Senator Turner did yesterday in front of the mayors. He got a question about the hate crimes bill and why that won't pass. And he was very honest and sincere in his answer. He said he didn't think the hate crimes bill was necessary because we as a state have the tools available to us. He used Dylann Roof as an example. He said, "I don't think Dylann Roof should be alive. If he'd been tried in South Carolina courts, he would be on death row right now." So he does not agree that we need a hate crimes bill. Well, it's good that we hear that.
Right.
I mean, we already knew that.
We need to hear everybody's perspective, because
exactly.
that helps us and you do your job better.
Absolutely.
And that's the whole That's the whole point.
Mr. Producer, you want to plug the other podcasts? I know that'll make, it's going to make Casey mad, but we do have other podcasts that we produce.
So we are doing more podcasts than ever. Casey wants it to be the Dome podcast and that it. Oh, by the way, I'm coming onto the recording. So hello, Russell Cox, Uptown Editor, Mr. Producer. So from the Dome to your home, Casey's podcast. We still do City Quick Connect podcast. I've been using those to highlight all sorts of things that the association does. We're going to be using them as we have in the past couple of years to talk to the Achievement Award winners and learn even more about those projects. Those have been a lot of fun. Our newest podcast is Hometown Happenings. We've had one episode of that. Our executive director, Todd Glover, brought in for the first episode the mayor of Beaufort, Stephen Murray, to talk about their partnership with a city in Ukraine. It was...
I can't remember the name of it, but it's pretty cool.
I can't... Yes, but they were getting...
Supplies
and yeah, MREs.
Resources, to, yeah.
One of the biggest manufacturers of MREs, military MREs, is right here in South Carolina. It's in Spartanburg, I think. Isn't that right? Isn't that what Steven said?
Mullins.
Okay, I was thinking Spartanburg. We call, Casey and I affectionately call Hometown Happenings Todd Talks.
Right.
We suggested Todd Talks
You come in and you have an interview with Todd, but, and you talk about things that are going on. Right.
Right.
And we'll look forward to more of those episodes along with City Quick Connect episodes. They're going to talk about, you know, sidewalks and boring stuff like that. And then we will have the interesting content. We'll have the politics. We will have the legislators. We're going to have all the really cool guests. And so look forward to more of those. Go ahead and subscribe, follow, whatever you do to podcast on all of the different channels.
Spotify, Odyssey, Apple Podcasts. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can get it.
Wherever podcasts are sold. Yeah.
Except on...
not sold.
Which one is it that's going away? There's one of them. Stitcher is going away.
I don't even know that
one.
Is dead. All right. We're out of time.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Be sure to follow the Municipal Association's podcasts on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, and SoundCloud. Find the latest from the Municipal Association on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the Association's website, masc.sc.